Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. Although financial markets have rebounded some from their lows earlier this year, they are still considerably below their former highs. Other than unhappy stocks, what are some of the other implications for IRAs and Roth IRAs when large market declines occur? Here to help us with this question this morning is Neil Brown. Neil is a CPA and certified financial planner with Burkett Financial Services in West Columbia. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, it used to be that in the old days, tax breaks were an automatic thing when you were putting money into an IRA, but it's sort of debatable now, isn't it?
It is, and welcome to the world of tax law. Whether you can get a tax deduction or not truly depends. You have to look at what is my gross income, am I married, am I covered by a retirement plan, is my wife covered by a retirement plan. So there's multiple things to look at when determining whether it's tax deductible or not.
And how about a Roth IRA? Those are still in existence, right?
They are. Roth IRAs actually came about 10 years ago. When you look at it, for a traditional IRA, we may not get a tax deduction on it. When we take money out, we have to pay taxes. For a Roth IRA, we're putting the money in on an after-tax basis, so there is no tax deduction, regardless of the other attributes that I just mentioned. But when we take money out, as long as that money has been in that account for at least 5 years, and I'm over the age of 59 and a half, when I take money out of my Roth IRA, I don't have to pay an income tax on it.
Okay, so we've had big drops in the financial markets. What are some things that people with IRAs can do to their advantage right now?
Well, first of all, the things you've got to look at is, am I eligible to do it? And for most people, we are eligible to do it. If we have a gross income of less than $100,000, it gives us the capability to look at our IRAs, and if we choose to do so, we can transfer or convert money from our IRA to our Roth IRA.
And why would that be particularly good to do now after a market decline?
First of all, let's just look at it. Let's say we've got an IRA that was worth $50,000. If I don't do anything with it, now it's worth $30,000. When I take money out in retirement after it recovers and after it grows, I've got to pay taxes on it. And more than likely, we're going to have taxes at a higher tax bracket than we are today. So if I take that money now and I convert it to a Roth IRA now, I'll pay the tax at whatever today's tax brackets are on $30,000. And when and if it recovers and when and if it grows, whatever money I take out of my Roth IRA, again, assuming it's been open for at least 5 years and I'm over 59 and a half, all of that money is income tax free. So if I can grow that money over the next 20 or 30 years from my $30,000 example to $200,000 or $100,000 or whatever the number is, then all of that growth is tax-free when I take it out.
Okay, and so what happens if it's worth less after that time?
Well, that's a great question because we really don't know what the market's going to do. But let's assume I do that in 2009 and I convert that IRA when it's worth $30,000. I've got until the tax filing deadline, including my extensions, which would be October 15th of 2010, to look at that and see if it was a good decision. If the IRA has gone down from 30 to 15, the last thing I really want to do is to pay a tax on a $30,000 conversion when now it's only worth 15. So I have the capability to do what's called a recharacterization and to take that Roth IRA back into a regular IRA and pretend it never happened. Maybe it was beneficial, but I still don't want to pay the taxes. I still have the capability to recharacterize that by October 15th of the tax filing deadline. So it's one of the few things in tax law that I can actually do in hindsight and see if it was a good decision.
Okay, and so we're talking about numbers here in your example, $15,000, $30,000, $50,000. What if we have a $300,000 IRA? Is there any kind of income averaging that you can do when you convert?
There is not. Basically, what you have to do is when you convert money over, whatever dollar amount that you convert will be subject to your ordinary marginal tax bracket. And your marginal tax bracket will depend upon your other income. So we have multiple tax brackets in this country, anywhere from 10 to 35% from a federal level, and typically about 7% at the state level. If I'm under the $100,000, I'm probably going to be in the 15 or 25% federal bracket and 7% state. So you're typically talking about 30 to 35% in a conversion tax.
Neil, is there a website our listeners can go to learn more about this topic?
Mike, instead of a particular website, I think probably one of your best choices is just to go to a search engine such as Google and type in Roth IRA conversion, and you'll come up with multiple hits off of it, whether it's Vanguard, Smart Money, Schlesinger, a lot of other places to look to get more information on this.
Neil, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Mike, thanks very much.
Neil Brown is a CPA and certified financial planner with Burkett Financial Services in West Columbia, South Carolina. And remember, we are streaming live now on the Internet, so if you can't catch us on the radio, just dial your computer to etvradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Wisher.